Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station signal, 94.9 FM, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And you can also see the show, the Facebook live stream. Hi, how you doing? You can see my little ducky here that I got from Nail City Jeep Club and Jennifer Marigar, who is Marigar? Did I pronounce that name right? I hope I did. Major. Anyway, so very much appreciate that. And we've got another very special guest for you. Her name is Mary Pyle. And, oh, full disclosure, Health Markets Insurance Agency. Serena Heckathorn is my personal health insurance agent. Serena Heckathorn Health Markets Insurance Agency is also my client, Dimitri 2020 LLC. And I do personal endorsements. She's an advertiser. This is not that. This is a public service event to help a little kid. And Mary, who is the manager of the Health Markets Insurance Agency office in Steubenville on Sunset next to the KFC, has this very special event for a very special kid. So let's welcome her. Mary, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
Welcome. Good morning.
Right. So tell me, there at the KFC, at the Health Markets Insurance Agency next to the KFC, can you actually smell the chicken from the KFC next door on Sunset?
Definitely when you're walking up the ramp, yes.
Oh,
man. You're that close.
You must be drooling every day there, because that's like one of the best smells in the world, I got to tell you. So tell me, Mary, tell me about, I hope I'm pronouncing the name right, Nico Boney?
Yes.
Who is that?
So he is a little boy who is battling laryngitis histiocytosis, and he is undergoing chemo treatments. So we are trying to raise money for his chemo treatments.
Okay, how old is he?
He is 3 years old.
3 years old, my God. And it's Langerhans histiocytosis. I can't even pronounce it, but it's a rare blood cancer thing, right?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so he was diagnosed at age 2 in December when his dad discovered a bump on his forehead. They later found out it was a tumor in his skull. He underwent surgery at the end of December, and due to him being a CNS risk, he is now undergoing treatments for chemo for the next year.
My goodness. And where are the treatments, locally or St. Jude's or where?
UPMC, I believe.
UPMC, okay. And tell me about his parents.
His mom is Keisha Barth, and his dad is Jake Boney, and they both work for the Steubenville Police Department.
Great. And how did you learn about this situation with this poor little boy, Nico?
The mayor of Steubenville actually lost a bet and had to dress up as a Buckeye during football season to raise some money. And then I found out that he is doing these chemo treatments once a week. So we were doing a community car, truck, and bike show. And we wanted to have that as a nonprofit. So all the proceeds are going to go towards Nico's treatment.
So the mayor, Jerry, was dressed up like a Buckeye?
Yes, back in December, I believe.
Oh, do you have any pictures?
If you get on and Google, you can find the whole news article. News 9 did a whole article
on
it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So you are putting together an event. Tell us what this is for this poor little kid, Nico.
Okay, so our team is putting together an event, and it is a give back to the community. It's going to be a car, truck, and bike show at the Fort Steubenville Mall on August 10th. Registration starts at 11:30. It is a $10 entry fee if you're entering a car, and the first 50 vehicles will receive a dash plaque. The car show will actually start at 1 p.m. We are also, because of the kids, we are having some free face painting. We are doing a free Power Wheels decorating contest. So if you have a Power Wheels and want to bring the kiddos out, we're going to make it kind of like a little car show for the kids, and we're going to judge on those and have a winner with some great prizes. We are also having trophies for the car, truck, and bike show for first, second, and third in all three classes, along with the Best in Show trophy.
That's great. Now, where at the Fort Steuben Mall? It's a big parking lot.
It's going to be more over towards Seven Ranges, JCPenney's, over that way. But we will already be set up. Just look for the Health Markets tent, and there'll be somebody there helping get your cars parked and get you registered.
Oh, that is great. Will there be any food?
Oh, absolutely. We have Ice Cream Island coming. We have Green Acres coming. And we have Fat Maddie's Hot Dogs coming.
Green Acres?
Yeah, they do mocktails. The lemonades and the cocktails without alcohol, and then they're going to have some desserts and some snacks.
Oh, that is great. And tell the people about what all of you are doing at both locations, Health Markets Insurance Agency, Serena Heckathorn. Serena Heckathorn is gold. She assigned each one of you a task to do your own individual community event. Is that right?
Yes. So Serena likes to give back to the community whenever she can. And she gave each of us agents a task to come up with a community, give back to the community event. And each of us has been working hard to raise money for different children in need or different functions.
Yeah, and Dustin had a kickball tournament, raised several hundred dollars in Mingo, and I thought that was great. Did you see Christina's event at the St. Clairsville office of Health Markets on National Road, just up from the West Texas Roadhouse in DeFelice? Did you see that with Ohio Rise giving away all these beds to these families that have foster kids and just need more bedding for children?
Yes, that was fantastic. That went over really well, and we may be able to do something like that in the future.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, the folks from Ohio Rise were wonderful. Vicky, I think, is her name, the main woman there, and they had Lindsay, who couldn't stop laughing at me. But they were all absolutely wonderful. They really were. So tell me about this again. It's at the Fort Steuben Mall parking lot, more toward the Penny's part of the mall. There's going to be a big Health Markets tent there, and you're going to have lots of people there. And what are the food trucks again, please?
Ice Cream Island, Fat Maddie's, and Green Acres.
Okay. And what are the, any car, any truck, any bike can enter in this thing?
Anything that you want to bring it.
Okay. And walk me through the process. What time does this thing start, and what's the registration cost and all of that?
Registration starts at 11:30. The first 50 vehicles will receive a dash plaque. The car show actually will start from 1, and judging will be announced at 3:30. We are going to have a DJ Spike Band's crew there, so we'll have music. We're going to have a Chinese auction, we're going to have a 50-50, and we're going to have raffles going on.
And
the judging for the Power Wheels will be at 3 o'clock.
All right.
And the food vendors should be ready, up and rolling by noon, and they are going to stay for the entire event.
Great. And it's a $10 entry fee for each vehicle, is that right?
For each vehicle, yes. If the community just comes to look at the cars, that's completely free. And we're going to have free face painting for the kids as well.
What about for the adults? If they want free face painting too, will you do that? Or you make them pay.
Absolutely.
Make them pay. Well, they can afford it. Make them. Make them.
Make
we'll
put them a donation bucket there.
In fact, all of you should have face painting done in yourselves. That would be great. Starting with Serena, and then you and Dustin and Beth, the whole team up there would be. That would be absolutely wonderful. So we've got all that car, truck, and bike show, and it's again for this poor little kid. Have you met Nico?
I have not. I am going to get the pleasure to meet him this week.
That's great. Will he be there?
Yes, he is going to be there, and he will be handing out the trophies.
Oh, that's great. That is absolutely wonderful. Who are going to be the judges, and can they be bribed?
No, unfortunately not. We are going to have it fan-based judged. So there will be a box, and you will come up and vote for your favorite car.
That is terrific. And you've got lots of great prizes. What kinds of prizes? Is it cash or is it gift certificates? What kind of prizes are we talking about?
Well, we got trophies, and then we're going to try to have some gift cards. We have some people that we're sponsoring and helping us out, so not sure exactly on the prizes yet. I need to see what the donations are and what we still need to get.
That is great.
But if anybody wants to help or donate, please get a hold of me. We would really appreciate it.
All right. And how do they get a hold of you, Mary Pyle?
They can call the office at 740-275-4922. They can call my personal cell at 740-232-8346. Or you can text my personal cell as well. Or my email is marylouise.pyle@healthmarkets.com.
And you also have a Facebook page?
I do, yes.
Okay, Mary Louise is one word, MariLouise. Pyle is PYLE. And it's Health Markets Insurance Agency, the Steubenville office on Sunset. Very quickly, what are those two phone numbers again for people to get in touch with you? Because I think a lot of folks, especially in Jefferson County, are going to really respond to this.
740-275-4922. That is the office. You can leave a message with any of our team. Or my personal cell is 740-232-8346.
That is fantastic. So, Mary, I know you were concerned about being on the air with me, but it was just a regular old phone call. Was it as good as I told you it would be?
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
Not bad at all. That's a ringing endorsement. Thank you, Mary. Thank you. You have a great day. Thanks so much, and God bless you for all the great work that you are doing for this poor little kid. All right?
Thank you, Dimitri, and you have a great day.
Thanks again. You too, kiddo. Bye. These are very, very, very good people. They really are. And it's all for this poor little kid who's going to be there handing out the trophies. How cool is that? All right. After the show ends, after the Donald Trump national anthem, we're going to go to radio silence, all the radio stations here, but you can still see the show. You can experience Dimitri, the Facebook live stream, the recording of it on my page, also on the Big Willie 105.5. Page.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the land
of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.